Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Sharon Kerr.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Say woo.
Breaking up.
Sharon Kerr with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love
the land. That's right, waking up with Linda McChan. It is Mindful Monday. We'd like to say good evening, good night, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you're listening from, and say happy holidays to all our friends in Canada, South Korea, United Kingdom, Japan, and everywhere else. This is Mindful Monday, and we're going to be speaking of reconnect and refresh, because we're moving into change. And Tiffany with an I will be here with us to kind of like get in a little bit of dialogue. But, you know, we're having fun out here, but it's crazy times. So when you find yourself under pressure, the courage not to bow to pressure, the courage to stand alone, the courage to speak up, speak out, and speak with authenticity, and while all remaining level-headed, is your badge of honor, okay? And that's representing a great human being, and you know that's what we're all about out here, happy, bright, and light. And that's from my favorite mentor, a quote from Daisaku Ikeda, who gives me the roadmap so that I can live my life correctly and show others how to do the same thing. Each one teach one, and we all learn together. Before Tiffany with an I comes on with us, you know, Friday we talked about, yeah, you know, we still had some turkey drumsticks there. This weekend it turned into turkey. I know all of you good cooks out there, you took that ham bone and that turkey shell, as I will say, and you put it in a big pot with some water, some onions, some seasoning, and now that turkey soup is going to carry you for a few days. So sit back and relax, and let's continue to celebrate here. Welcome in.
It's that special time of year, and with Christmas drawing near, we run around all over town and try to spread a little cheer. But it's more than names on our shopping list.
That's right. We want to get out here and celebrate. We want to reconnect, and we want to refresh. But the first thing that you need to reconnect to is yourself. We have Tiffany with an eye. I see it. I strategize it. I change it, and I complete it. She's on with us this evening. Tiffany with an eye, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you this evening?
I'm doing wonderful over here. I've been over here laughing at myself. Trying to reconnect and refresh over. I just want to share this with you. You know, we like good food over here. And, you know, that chef, singing chef Mario, he can lay out a key lime pie that'll make you want to slap someone. So I shared a couple of pieces with my neighbor and her son. And I saw her this evening, and she said, you know what happened today, Linda? I said, what happened? She said, I just ate the last smitten of that key lime pie, and I can still taste it. And she was licking her lips. And, you know, I still have a little bit left over here. But Tiffany Wood and I got real selfish. You know, usually I'm there for people, and, you know, I like to share everything. But I got selfish because I did not open my mouth and say I had another piece over here because I'm going to eat this all by myself. And she said, I'm going to order. I said, you better call him early because he books up pretty quickly. But I had to come in the house and say, Linda, that was selfish. You should have told her you had another piece. But I just couldn't do it. I just could not do it. You know, we have to reconnect ourselves. I'm not sharing that. I was gracious enough to let him taste it, right? But I'm not crazy over here. So I got a few more smidgens. I go into it slow, you know, and each time I take a break in the evening, I have to have a midnight snack. I'll get another little taste of it. But that is a key lime pie of the world. So I don't know if you've tasted it, but I might surprise you. You know, we give each other gifts every day. You know, we just don't wait on Christmas and get into the commercial thing. It's about love and kindness over here. But I think I'm going to have to get you a key lime pie. I think you can,
yeah,
you'll be able to appreciate it. Yes.
I do love key lime pie. That's one of my favorite pies. I'm not a pie lover. I'm not a cookie, but I love cake. But pies, the key lime pie is fantastic. I don't know if you remember Marie Callender's that was on Wilshire, which was called Callender's?
Yes.
The Marie Callender's
yes.
used to sell pies, and they still sell pies, but they really make some really good pies. And one of my favorites is their key lime pie. So key lime mm-hmm. pie is, I'm sure it's going to be made just right because you know good food, like you say. So I know that it'll be good, and I'll be delighted to have that as a gift because I do love key lime pie, like I said. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know,
I
when
do.
People are you ask them, what do you want? And then sometimes in conversation, you know what they need. And then you have to, like, tour in between of what they want and what they need, you know, when you're out there thinking about those who are out there supporting you. You know, everybody, most people with me get New Year's gifts, but, you know, persons that support me and are there for me, I always think about them because I know that they're thinking about me. So, you know, key lime is on the list. It's not a surprise because you know you're going to get it, but I better catch him because he's somewhere working on somebody's stuff. But it's a busy time for him right now, and I want to share this with you. And you hadn't came on because, you know, Friday we talked about being with our families and, you know, spending Thanksgiving, those that wanted to go and those that didn't want to go. We discussed that. And so I kind of like I'm trying to put my, you know, sometimes I think I know you love Martha Stewart, and I'm trying to be Martha Stewart over here. I said Friday we spoke on the drumstick, you know, that was left. And then Saturday that turkey turned into like a turkey salad sandwich, right? You know, all that done. But for all the good cooks out there, the people who know how to cook, I know that they took that ham bone and they took that turkey shell and they put it in a nice pot of water, chopped up some onion. They put some seasoning in it, some cayenne pepper, and, of course, turmeric. Out there, put turmeric in everything you eat because it is an immune builder. And now they have, today on Monday, turkey soup, okay? Now that turkey mm-hmm. soup will last them until maybe Wednesday, okay, depending on how many family members are there. Because, you know, this food mm-hmm. is still high out here, okay? And I'm just bringing you in easy and slow and telling you how to fix a pot of stew that'll last for a month and tastes different every day. Okay, we have to do that for each other. So that's my Martha Stewart Black Style Report. Now, will you have to tell us about these energies going on out here? You know, you got anything to share with us today? What's happening?
Well, I will add that I was at the store the other day, and, you know, as you look at all the movies, I do. I know you look at some, but I love the holiday movies. So, you know, they're showing you how to cook gingerbread cookies or bake gingerbread cookies. They're showing you, like, holiday cocktails and all that. So gingerbread is something that I actually like, too, and I like gingerbread cookies. But I like them from a bakery, and I haven't really found the bakery that that's going to deliver those gingerbread cookies that I like. So I decided that I wanted to make some gingerbread, just gingerbread. So I went to the store and I got a box of, I think it was Betty Crocker gingerbread mix, right? Cake mix. Now, I mean, I'm no like chef in the kitchen, but I do get creative and I do whenever I'm inspired to bake, I bake, right? Now, I'm not doing a lot from scratch. We're just, again, going to the store and getting the packaged cake mix, stirring it up. And putting it in a pan and baking it. And it was so good. I was like, you know, because as a child, I used to have that every now and then. My mom would make it, especially for holidays. And, you know, and then she would make a icing from scratch. So I was like, you know what, all this holiday joy and all this holiday cheer and everyone's, you know, sharing recipes as you look at all these movies on television and these commercials and sharing these recipes. I was like, oh, let me see if I can make this cake box gingerbread. It came out pretty good, so I'm all excited about that because, like I said, I am not a Martha Stewart in the kitchen, but I'm a very creative person. When I get inspired, I come up with some pretty good things. But I just wanted that gingerbread, so I just had to get the box and make it.
Wow.
So that was my Martha Stewart moment over the weekend. I was like, oh.
I was thumbing through something I was looking at, and I saw a set of cookware. I said, you know what? No. Shoot. Sometimes I have skillets in my cupboard that I didn't even know I had. Okay, you know, I love good food, and I come from a family of great cooks, so I know good food. I know when it's good, and I know when it's not good. And every now and then, I might get in there and whip up something. But most of the time, I keep an orchid on the stove. And, you know, orchids don't like heat, so, you know, all those burners are not moving up there, okay? But when I get an opportunity, that's why I'm so appreciative that I have friends that are good cooks and chefs, you know, because they kind of like hook me up and give me what I need. And I don't have to worry about going out to a restaurant and getting the plates thrown at me. You know, I hate to go to restaurants for holidays because they be throwing those plates because they trying to turn those tables, right? And if I need something from a restaurant, I think you were talking about that honey-baked ham, you know, I'll pick up something of that nature. And no one here can fry turkey the way I'm used to it. So when I see restaurants frying turkeys, I just keep flipping. I'm saying, no, y'all not getting it. You don't cook it in at all. It might be good, but I know where it's real good. So I don't want any disappointments over here. But Thanksgiving was very relaxing. Now we're into, you know, everybody's out there spinning and buzzing and making lists. I have to make lists to do what I have to do. But like I said, I use the date. Everybody get a New Year's gift, okay? I'll call them and tell them, you're getting a New Year's gift, okay? So just celebrate and have yourself a good time because Miss Linda's not going to get out there and get caught up and play those triple prices for anything. You know, it's like, I know where to go, and I know when to go. So that's what I'm going to do over here. It's a lot of pressure out there. You know, we're under a lot of pressure. So as
everybody is.
Yeah, we're under pressure. And I gave my quote from my favorite mentor, Dr. Sathari Tata. I'll repeat it again because I like talking about him. And it says, pressure and the courage not to bow to pressure, the courage to stand alone, but courage to speak up, speak out, speak with authenticity, remain level-headed, is your badge of honor, representing a great human being. And when I read it, I thought about Tiffany with an eye, because you're very good with telling me to keep level-headed, and I appreciate you for that, because, you know, we run things back and forth. People out there, you always need someone that can talk to you that see your eyebrows, because we all have eyebrows, but we can't see them. So Tiffany with an eye that sees everything, changes everything, and completes everything, sort of like is very instrumental in keeping me balanced here. Between she and Stephanie Haynes, I'm pretty level, okay? I'm pretty level. So I'm just stating that to give my appreciation out there to the both of you for keeping me balanced, because, you know, I can fly and do that dance without no music, and it's getting better. Because we are great human beings over here. We have to remind ourselves that we're great human beings. And when you find yourself in an environment and other human beings are not expressing great human beings, you run, okay? Because when you can reconnect and refresh and you start with yourself, you're able to recognize it, spot it, and get away from it very quickly, because that's not why we're here. Okay, and we're not here to judge anyone. We're not here to say that, talk about anybody's perfect. Nobody's perfect, but honor and principle and your way of life, the way that you keep yourself balanced, has to be in that stew pot with everybody sitting at that table eating with you. So when I say reconnect and refresh, we reconnected with our families. You know, this is more of an open time. We were shut down so long. We found out the family members that we wanted to be around and the ones we never wanted to be around. We found out a lot about ourselves. So it was a reconnection with ourselves. And now we're refreshing. And it's a new day, new beginning. and we're moving into that great change. Don't it feel good to you, Tiffany? You understand where I'm coming from here?
No, yes, with the new moon in Sagittarius and everything going on with Mercury and Venus, as I was saying on Friday, that's in Sagittarius as well, we're beginning to see all that renewal, you know, the beginnings, the renewals, the, you know, we're resetting, refreshing, you know, we hit the refresh button, you know, like on the computer, you hit the refresh button and everything is new again. I think that's what we're doing now. Not that I think, I know we're doing that. And that's what the energies are here to help us with. This is not like years of past where we had to do this by ourselves and there was no energy to support us. Now we do have energy and it makes it, it's going to make it really, I won't say super easy, but it'll make it easier than we had had before. So, and I'm looking forward to that. So December is supposed to be a very good month. And then the new year is definitely, we're moving towards new, fresh beginnings. You know, I was making calls today, and I had to call a bank, right? Now, this is it's a different kind of bank because it's not a traditional bank. It's kind of like, you know, banking is moving into more of an online system, if you will. So, you know, we'll see less and less of the brick and mortar, but the brick and mortar will still be there, but you just, you know, have different bank accounts that handle different things for you. So this is primarily a business account, but so I had to call them and ask them how this account works. And so, you know, a lot of stuff is going to be going online. You're going to be able to do some of the things that you could do in a brick and mortar. You're going to be able to do them easier online with barcodes and just, it's just going to be easier all the way. You know, sometimes you can't make deposits. You have to make a deposit and you have to take, you know, two or three steps to make the deposit, depending on how you're making the deposit. And transferring money in general. So they have combined some of the newer ways of banking with some of the traditional ways of banking, and it's going to be interesting. So I think 2023, we're going to see a lot of new changes in the way we do business and the way we do things, period. So it's going to, like I said, I'm excited. And for these new beginnings, because we can't keep doing the same old thing the way we used to do it. Some things work for 100, 200 years, and they have that stability. But then when you look at our society as it changes with technology, we have to go with technology, you know. There are other countries that are so much more advanced in technology than we are. So, we're moving in a good direction. I think we're doing well. But it'll be exciting to see what technology brings.
Well, we know it changes every hour, so that's something that keeps your brain moving because you have to be able to switch with it. And like you say, things are moving from they're going to blend the traditional into the new ways. So, but each day we should make effort, I know I do, try to learn something, you know, that's going to make it a little easier. I'm still a bit leery. I don't do a whole lot of stuff out there. You know, I'm still an in-your-face type person. But like you say, we have to blend the traditional with the new ways, and especially with the ways that we're going to be moving the money. And with Sagittarius out there moving with us, it's a perfect time for us to reset and refresh the buttons that we're talking about here. It is very exciting. It can take you in and out, you know, because it takes you in and out because there's so much moving, you know, it's so much happening. Our brains, you know, I have to keep a pad next to me because in the middle of the night I'll wake up and have to write something. So nothing is slowing down, and you know that we know that things change moment to moment. Nothing ever stays the same. It's always in changing. It's moving moment to moment. Everything is moving out there. So some of us recognize it. Some of us understand it when we're feeling it. But we like to talk about stuff like this. Now, we're not experts over here. But we're learning, and we want you to do research with us also. And as you say, other countries out there are, you know, more advanced. I was looking at something. I think it was it might have been on TikTok or something, and the door opened, and the train pulled up, and a little container came up, and the baby ran out the train in his mama's arms. So he was coming from school. I said, well, I'll be okay. But it wasn't here. You know, it was definitely in another country, but her child was delivered to her, and she was sitting on the sofa in her home. I said, well, I'll be. I said, I like that. Okay, man, I don't have to bundle up and go get Johnny and, you know, drive in the rain and all that other stuff. That looks pretty darn good to me. It was in another country. I don't remember the symbols either. It had to have been in China or Japan. I don't know. But it was there. It was something to look at. It made you think. All right? It made you think. So we right on tune with that when you talk about the flow and how things are happening. And the energies that are moving out. And now I'm sitting up here trying to keep up, and I always have to jot down as you're speaking because I have to pay close attention. That gingerbread, I remember building a gingerbread house, okay?
Mm.
And I made a gingerbread house, yeah, and maybe I was in junior high school or something. Yeah, I remember that gingerbread house because at the holidays, and when you have the South, they celebrate that. They celebrate holidays, okay? Here they celebrate them too. When you say H on the holiday, everybody got those whatever on tied on top of the truck and they gone. But when it's for Christmas, it's nothing like being in the South for Christmas. And it saddens me. I enjoy it, but it also saddens me if I don't go. But my family likes to move around. You know, they like to. What you gonna do? You know, the Vegas crew are coming here, and then the next thing you know, two of them Texans and showed up, and I just keep two suitcases packed because they're full of surprises, fun, and they always like to get me, right? So I never know what's on their mind. I just go with the flow. Sometimes we just stay here and eat and cook and laugh. It just depends. But the holiday, Christmas in the South, oh, you're in for a big treat. Yeah, they don't play down there.
Beautiful. It's beautiful. I used to go down south, Alabama to be exact, because I had family there every year. And, you know, it's different. The hospitality is just so different. And everybody's so warm and it's festive.
Oh, yeah.
And you have the balls, you know, the different balls of the different clubs and organizations. Yeah. You have, and then, you know when you're in the South, you have to, if you go to one person's house, you have to eat. So if you go to five different homes to visit, you must eat because it is an insult if you don't.
To the
person who owns the home. You can't walk into someone's home and not have something because they have so much food and they prepare so many things for you at Christmas time. So you have pecan pies, key lime pie. You've got cake, cupcakes, cookies, everything you can, you know, everything. And gumbo, we know is closer to when the New Year comes. It's incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
goodness.
Yes,
it's interesting. Not cutting you off, I took a friend. We went to Texas. I can't remember why we were going in there. And they said, you know what I noticed? I said, what did you notice? Everyone's home that we walk into, no matter what size, no matter what, the kitchen is in the front. I said, I said, and what else did you notice? And the guest bathroom is right there. I said, I said, you know why that is, don't you? Haven't you picked up on it yet? I said, let me share it with you. Well, you have to do it. I'm going to give you the game. When you enter, you wash your hands. I said, you go, you get your plate, you fix it. Okay, that's in the kitchen. It's always in the front. And then you go around the corner to the family room where 150 people are sitting, okay? And when you go in that family room, if it's 150 people sitting, you better say hello to each and every one of them in there, okay? So can you imagine?
That is so true.
No. Can you imagine if you go in there and speak to those 150 people, when you go back in the kitchen and it's more people coming in because it's like a revolving door. They move in shifts. okay? That is nothing going to be in that cabbage pot but juice, okay? So that is why the kitchens are in the front. That is why the guest room, you wash your hands. Wash your hands. You don't enter that kitchen unless you do. I don't care who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You get your plate and you go say hello to everybody. Sometimes you might have to take that same plate you fixed when you came in and pop it in the microwave because you have to speak to all those people. And as I say, it is polite and proper to speak to everybody in there.
Oh,
because if
yes.
you don't, you're going to hear about it. And they
That's
don't let
right.
you know. They will let you know. So when you say hospitality, that's year round. You're gonna be treated like a queen. If they let you in their home, you don't have to worry about a thing. And if they don't want you in there, you're not coming in there. But
that's
once they open that door and you're welcome in, you're treated like a king or a queen. You don't have to worry about anything. I'm glad that I have those southern roots. Sometimes I try to display them here, but, you know, it's a different culture. But it's wonderful to be able to go in and don't wear no tight clothes. Can't wear no tight clothes. You better wear a muumuu, okay, or calf can or something with a rubber waistband. Because if you go, like you say, to five-person's home, you better eat at every last one of them. And they'll get upset if you don't take a plate. But later on, okay?
Exactly.
It's food. It might be 14 lemon cakes on the table at 9 o'clock in the morning. I can't get adjusted. Oh, yeah. I can't get adjusted to the style here because persons here eat dinner very late. You know, they start their dinners like 4 and 5 o'clock. It's like, I'm hungry. Okay? I'm hungry. So I always will cook me a dinner so I'll have something. If I go to another dinner and I have something here. But see, they say, well, how do you eat in the South? Hell, when them pots come off that stove, we start eating 9 o'clock in the morning if the food is ready because you have to eat that way. There's too many shifts coming in. It's families coming in, and each family is coming in making that shift, but they got them pots with them, okay? And, you know, everything in those pots are good. So they move out, they move in, they move out, they move in. So if you, about 12 o'clock, you done had a nap. You've had two plates and a nap, and you're ready for your dessert. If you didn't have that dessert plate laying on the side of the food plate, like you used to get everything, you carry two plates because, like I said, you do not want to go back to that pot and just see juice. And if you don't know the routine, that will happen to you. Some people eat. You know, I had friends, because they cook very rich. They might have pork or something. I had one friend, she said, I don't eat no pork, but she got to look at those cabinets. She pushed that pork aside, okay? Yeah, you change your eating style. But I learned something, and I'll share this with everyone. The food is very rich. They don't play. Always get small portions. And have a glass of water next to you because it's so good and you're not used to it and you pile it up on that plate and you eat all of it at one time, you're going to be blocked. So portions, everything, they eat in a circle, everything, eat in a round, okay? You sit it on that plate in a round and keep a glass of water next to you. When I travel south, I carry brand, you know, the powder brand. I would carry brand. Yeah. I know how to eat, but I still carry that brand because the food is so rich, and I'm not used to that. You don't cook that way. But, no, it's pure butter, pure everything. You don't see a can in the cabinet. All box, okay? And they do not play. Everything is made with, I call it a roux. Everything is blended. That's why the food tastes so good. The seasons are blended in, you know. You don't put the season in afterwards. Yeah, they can get down there. When I go, I just cross my legs. And I say, what you want me to do? Oh, just sit over there. And I don't push them. I'm with the best cooks in the world. So I'll just handle it, okay? And even the babies, they'll prop that young adult in a chair while that mom is fixing that stuff and say, pay attention. And they can cook too, okay? They start very young, very, very young. So I was laughing at myself talking with you and talking about the tea line pie. Well, I know what you're going to get for your thank you gift. And every time I tell Mario to do two, he said that you can't have two because you'll eat them all, and he's absolutely right. So I'm going to tell you right now, Tiffany with an eye, you're only going to get one pie, okay? Only one.
I know.
Because I don't want to get this over there. Yeah, you're gonna eat it as long as it's there. But you know what? We say we and I can go on and on because you got me thinking about more keto. I got a little bit in the icebox, so I'm okay. But just thinking about turkey and dressing and lemon cakes and stuff, just thinking about it, it's making me hungry over here. It's making me hungry. But listen, it's this time to celebrate. We have to celebrate ourselves. We have to celebrate our families. We have to reconnect, and we must refresh so that we can move into the change. And don't forget, courage to do everything that you need to do. Do not bow to pressure. That's how you keep your sanity, okay? Do not bow to pressure. If it comes on you, shake it off. However way you have to do it, shake it off, because the energies are fueling everything that's going on around us. Okay, and they're strong, they're heavy, they're good, but if you're not in tune going on, it can sort of like get you a little bit off-kilter, and we're all out here off-kiltered at this time trying to straighten up, so pay attention, do what we have to do. Tiffany with an eye, I promise I'm not going to keep you. You know, I get to going about that food and Dumbo, you said, Dumbo, I'm hungry already, but we're not going to stay on here too long because, you know, first you need to go back and get some of that turkey soup and figure out what they're going to plan for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And we're gonna give them some recipes. I got some tricks for the trade, and I'll be glad to share it with you guys because, as I said, for persons that have big families, it's difficult, and you have to learn how to pot it. You have to learn how to pot it. And make things that are going to stretch. And please don't go to the store every day. So if you know and prepare what you're going to have, you know, that's why we got spaghetti. A lot of people don't know how to make that pan of food, you know, because you're not used to it. But we're going to help you out here. We're going to help you out. Teach you how to make that soup again that'll last for a month. And taste different every day. And before I go, my last words to you. For all you cooks, anybody you eat and shaking, get you some powdered turmeric. Get that turmeric and put it in everything you eat. And even in your tea or coffee if you like the taste of it, but turmeric, please. We still have stuff moving out here. And we still have to be safe, take care of ourselves, and stay as healthy as we possibly can. And on that note, Tiffany, listen, now how are you going to close this out? Because I'm going to go back in here and eat my key lime pie.
Well, enjoy that. That's always good. I just think, you know, as we start getting into December and we're in the holiday season, that we still need to take care of ourselves. I always stress that. I emphasize that all the time. And just be mindful, you know, of ourselves and others. You're right, it's not over yet, but people are still moving around. Some people are moving with caution. Some people aren't. So,
right.
And it depends on, you know, what you believe is good for you. So whatever you think is good for you, do that. You know, protect yourself. Keep your immune system, up to par so that you can, you can feel better throughout the holidays and not be sick and not have to, you know, not go to the Christmas dinner or enjoy any of the festivities of the holidays. So that's my going out advice, if you will, or suggestion.
Well, I appreciate you. And, you know, Stephanie, she had a convention. She will not be able to tell them anything on Tuesday. But, you know, I love those shoppers, so I'm going to try to be a good student over here. So, listeners, We'll be on the air tomorrow with you, and I'll be talking about that heart chakra. So get your pads and pencils out, and don't criticize me too bad, because I will never be able to touch Miss Stephanie Haynes the way she brings it to you. But I'm going to try to bring you something, because we love you, and we have to bring you something when we say we're going to bring it, no matter what. So Miss Linda will be talking about chakras, the heart chakra, tomorrow. So tune in. And give me some critique, okay? Let me know if I need to keep reading, keep writing, or just shut up and just wait on her. But we'll see what happens. Tiffany, we love you. Listeners, have a great evening. It is Mindful Monday, short and sweet, and we keep you woke over here. Stay safe, stay kind, but more so, stay woke. Tiffany, love you. Have a great evening, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.